This is the Fantasy Fast Track with Brandon Funston and Brad Evans.
Ready, set, go! This is a Fantasy Fast Track podcast presented by MonkeyNightFight.com. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by Senior Fun Buns Brandon Funston. Not a full waiver wire edition of this show. We're going to give you a couple of players that you should zero in on if you're entering the first round of your fantasy playoffs. Got to break down in our Fantasy Five. We got a Tuesday night game between the Ravens and the Cowboys and some of our favorite player props available at MonkeyNightFight.com. But let's talk Kiki Kuti. Brandon, whatever the century mark in his starting debut of the season, operating as a wide receiver too, complimenting Brandon Cooks beautifully last week in Houston's tightly contested until they fumbled on a botched snap contest against the Indianapolis Colts. What do you make of QT, however you want to pronounce it, moving forward here rest of season? Houston gets Chicago, Indy, and Cincinnati here during the fantasy playoffs.
Yeah, well, he's the one guy outside of Brandon Cooks who, like Poison would say, gives you something to believe in this passing game. And now that Brandon Cooks is apparently concussed, I mean, he might just be the straight-up go-to guy. And we're not seeing a really big tree of passing options here. We saw Chad Hansen. Maybe we have to talk about him as well. He might not go away. We're waiting on Isaiah Coulter, the rookie, potentially getting this mix, but it feels like it's Cooks and it's Kuti and everybody else around them. But I think Kuti has to be on rosters. I don't love his schedule the rest of the way. Chicago, Indianapolis, if you can get
to... The Bears have checked out. The Colts have come unraveled. Like, I'm not intimidated anymore.
You might have to throw him in a flex spot in the next couple of weeks, but if you can get your roster to the championship game against Cincinnati, I mean, you might be an integral part of your league title.
Yeah, still widely available right now in Yahoo leagues. He was wide receiver 3 in yak per reception last week. So you're right. I mean, he could be the last man standing in him, maybe in Jordan Akins, right? And these tight ends in this offense. And I think the Bears are done. They're folding. They stopped playing for Matt Nagy, especially on defense. And I think it's going to be front and center this week. And I'm not worried about the Colts anymore. And definitely you're right about the Bungles. If you can get there to the fantasy title game, I mean, it could be another 100 yards and a possible touchdown for him. I think he's a wide receiver 3 here rest of season. Jalen Hurts. Finally, Brandon. It is coming to a head in Philadelphia. And I'm sure the phone line's been lining up Philadelphia Sports Radio after Carson Wentz was benched late in the game for his putrid performance against the Green Bay Packers. Hurts came in, nice little rollout to the right, threw a beautiful deep ball to Greg Ward for 6. Yeah, it was garbage time, but we don't know if Doug Peterson is going to turn to the rookie quarterback, but he might as well. He's only got one direction to go, and Hurts, a guy that certainly has a duelist skill set, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. I mean, I don't know that he's a guy that you're going to want to lean on in your fantasy playoffs. I have a feeling if I'm streaming all year, there might be a guy or two that I might like better each week. I think he's a work in progress as a passer. And I think really the problem here is Philly, the environment. We're seeing this offensive line absolutely crushing Miles Sanders as well.
God, yes.
And I don't think that Carson Wentz is as completely as bad as he looked. I have to put some of that blame on that offensive line. So the fact that Jalen Hurts can run, though, is going to give him Taysom Hill / Cam Newton-esque kind of fantasy potential. I just going into each of these next weeks that those other guys are the starting quarterbacks, I'd probably lean in their favor, but it is in that kind of world of what you could expect production-wise.
Well, you know, week 16, the theme song is going to be, "Oh, come on, baby, make it hurt so good." You know what's going to happen, that Mellencamp rocker, because it's Dallas, and Jalen Hurts, it's got a hose, man. Again, the worst passer rating he had on balls last season, granted it was an air raid with Oklahoma, was on passes beyond 20 yards, and it was still glorious at 116.5, at 12.2 air yards per attempt, 69.7 adjusted completion percentage. You know I hurt him. You know I love him. And I think if he gets the start against New Orleans Saints, it's 250, a couple of touchdowns, maybe stomach a couple of turnovers. And I think it's going to be 40 to 60 rush yards.
Take. That's a hot
take. That is not a hot take. Jalen Hurts has a
hot take.
Host. Oh, we're going to talk about this in the radio show. If you don't know anything about that, you can listen to us every single Monday through Friday, SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio, Channel 88 from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern. I believe in Jalen Hurts, and we're going to leave it at that. You and I are going to agree to disagree. This show was presented by MonkeyKnifeFight.com. Go there right now. They got player props all over the place. If you're not living in a legal jurisdiction, this is a perfect solution. Go sign up. Use that promo code FTN, and you get a free $5 game on the house as a new user. It's just more or less over or under on all of your favorite player props, whether it's receptions, fantasy points, passing yards, touchdowns. It got it all at MonkeyKnifeFight.com. With that put to bed, let's get to today's Fantasy Five.
Number five.
All right, let's talk about Lamar Jackson. This is a real line, and I had to do a double take at MKF. This one will probably get adjusted at some point because people are going to be pounding the over on it, Brandon. 177.5 pass yards for Lamar Jackson against the Dallas Cowboys.
Where did this come from?
I have no idea. The computers are broken, bro. Like, I mean, the Apple IIe is in the shop. The floppy disk drive's not working anymore. The keyboard's a little sticky. This doesn't make any sense. Way over. Like, this should be, what, at minimum, probably 237.5, and I might still be inclined to take the over.
Yeah, well, he's been under 200 a decent amount. I could understand if it's like 199.5, but, like, he's been under twice this year. And one of those unders was 170, so right there. It's not like he's world-beating through the air, but this is a terribly low number against a really bad defense. So, yeah, I'm with you. I have to take the over on this one.
If I were to set just a random line of 55.5 rush yards for Lamar, what would you do? I'm taking the over on that too.
Yeah, he's been kind of consistently right there as well. I mean, he had a 3-yard game against Cincinnati, but then his next lowest is 45. So I think 55 is probably one that I feel pretty comfortable about him going over.
Yeah, I mean, he's averaging 10.3 rush attempts per game, 57.5 rush yards per game. Four quarterbacks have gone over this number against the Cowboys this season. More importantly, too, not only for the rush yards, but really more so for the pass yards prop, Dallas, the 10th lowest in pressure percentage on the year. They don't bring a whole lot of heat, which means Lamar can sit there in the pocket, actually have time, and flick it down the field. Hammer the over! On the 177.5 pass yards for Action Jackson.
Number four.
All right, let's get to Amari Cooper. 52.5 yards is a line here. You know, he's been over the 60-yard mark in 9 of 11 games this season. I don't like the matchup in particular against this secondary of the Baltimore Ravens because they've given up, well south of 7 pass yards per attempt on the year, and he's probably going to get a lot of Marcus Peters in coverage, who's given up an 89 passer rating, 1.16 yards per snap. But at 52.5, I think I could take the over. I think it's like 5 for 58, no TD for Cooper. Fade or follow my over 52.5 yards on the Pooper Cooper.
Yeah, he's averaging 77 yards per game. He's actually, if he finishes out in these final five games on that average, he will set his career high in receiving yards, which is crazy considering about, you know, what this quarterbacking situation, this Dallas offense has looked like for most of the season since they lost Dak. So I'm with you. We've seen him. He got 112 against Washington last week, you know, against Pittsburgh, 67. He faces some tough defenses and ends up putting up some serviceable yardage. I think he'll do it again. I'm with you on the over.
Yeah, I can't believe we're signing with Cooper, but he's been an actual king of consistency.
Number three.
All right, what about Amari Cooper's tag team partner? No, I'm not talking about Michael Gallup. We had to bury his fantasy value months ago, sadly. Condolences. I visit the grave every day and bring fresh flowers, Brandon. It's it's unfortunate. Our boy, it's just, you know, a victim of the circumstances. But CeeDee Lamb, 4.5 receptions in line. And you know what? I'm going to take the over here as well. The one vulnerability of this secondary of the Baltimore Ravens is out of the slot using the advanced DVP tool available on FTN Fantasy or FTNDaily.com. The Ravens rank inside the top five in most slot yards allowed this season, giving up 73.3 per game. They're giving up 6.5 receptions per game. CeeDee Lamb predominantly plays out of the slot. Got Andy Dalton, you know, somewhat competent quarterback under center. You worry about the offensive line, clearly, but this is a 5-6 catch game for the rookie out of the University of Oklahoma. So fade or follow my over 4.5 receptions for Mr. Lamb.
Yeah, past 5 weeks, 0 catches, 4 catches, 4 catches, 4 catches, 5 catches. So I think this is right on the number. Obviously, it's set for that reason. I say he'll go 4. That's
Come on, Andy Dalton.
So 4 catches, maybe something like the Pittsburgh game, week 9. 4 catches, 71 yards. He did score a touchdown in that game as well.
Yeah, that's a swift kick to the crotch there on the fade.
Number 2.
All right, what about Zeke Elliott? You got to fade me on this one. Funston, 60.5 rush yards. You know where I'm going? Under. Absolutely. Now, I will say this. The Ravens have shown some vulnerabilities in the trenches, right? They've got a 4.43 yards per carry to the running back position so far this season. But you look at Zeke, consistently under this number the last several games. I spoke of the offensive line woes of Little D. And, you know, 2.57 yak per attempt on the season, 14.5 missed tackle percentage on the year as well. Those are unsightly advanced analytics for a guy that's supposed to be one of the elite running backs in the NFL. I'm not buying it. Maybe get Brandon Williams back for this game. I know he's in with an ankle injury, but he's off the COVID list. Pulled all together, and I think he's probably going to be in the 40s or 50s yet again. So, fade or follow my under, Zeke Elliott, 60.5 rush yards.
This one's tough. I hate going against Zeke. I can see what you're saying. I say that he will salvage a little bit of respectability this week. Give him 66 rushing yards. I will take the over as I go down with the Zeke Elliott ship here.
Yeah, man, you are right there at the bow of the Titanic as it's listing and going down to the deep, dark abyss of the cold waters of the Northern Atlantic. So congratulations, Brandon. You continue to go down with that ship.
Number 1.
All right, last, it's certainly not least. What about J.K. Dobbins? Rookie, maybe a sensation. 11.5 fantasy points. Now, mind you, this is a PPR. Now, I didn't catch a whole lot of balls, but usually gets one or two a game. And you got to love the matchup here, right? I mean, Dallas giving up 4.83 yards per carry, 152.1 total yards per game, 12 total touchdowns, fifth most fantasy points to the running back position. Dobbins has been efficient when given opportunities, 3-plus yak per attempt, 20-plus missed tackle rate. This is a game that I could see him maybe getting back to where he was against the Pittsburgh Steelers, not the last matchup because he didn't play in that game, but the one before. Remember when he hit the century mark? Mm-hmm. Sure, you're going to get some Gus Edwards in there. We'll see about Mark Ingram. But I think it's now the time for Dobbins to shine in this backfield. I think it's a minimum of 15 touches. And again, I think he comes close to the century mark with a touchdown sailing past this 11.5 fantasy points line. Fade or follow?
Yeah, he's the juice. He's the juice in this backfield. Nobody else doing anything. It's time for them over. This is a team that's struggling, losing a bunch of games of late. They need to turn on their talented rookie, and I think he definitely gets over the zone. I think he finds the end zone. I think he's good for at least 80 total yards. Would not be surprised if he pushed 100 total yards. I think he's going to be a strong, strong contributor to fantasy lineups in this one.
Yeah, it could be like what Cam Akers was on Sunday in Arizona, right? Maybe now is the time to ride those fresh, young, and exuberant legs. Pointing the finger at you, Greg Roman and John Harbaugh. Make it happen with J.K. Dobbins. And that is a wrap on this edition of the Fantasy Fast Track Podcast. Please follow Funston on Twitter at Brandon Funston. Check out his excellent work at The Athletic. You can follow me at Noisy Huevos and check out FTN Fantasy, FTN Daily, and FTNBets.com for all of your fantasy sports and sports betting content needs. Use that promo code Evans, E-V-A-N-S, to get 10% off your subscription today. Drop us a rating and a review, would you kindly? And as always, until next time, adios, amigos!